I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. To follow Christ in Muslim-majority Pakistan is to know hardship. Bruce with Uncharted Ministries says that Christians struggle in nearly every life category.
They are unable to get good jobs. They're impoverished. Many of them are illiterate or very uneducated. They're just a lower class.
With no social safety nets, emergencies often leave believers in debt, and brickyard owners offer to pay off the debt but demand manual labor in return.
There are 20,000 brickyards that enslave up to 2 million Christians.
Uncharted partners with local believers to rescue families from brickyard slavery. They've rescued 21 families since the beginning of the program. You can help these families stay out of slavery by learning how to run their own small business. Look for the links in the full report at missionnews.org. And according to Wycliffe Global Alliance, more than 1,200 of the world's 7,000 languages still lack scripture. Only 736 languages have a full Bible. Access to God's word is limited in most languages, to say the least, and study resources are even harder to come by. Even when church planters create study aids with help from Unfolding Word, the aids aren't always accepted. One young gospel worker in South Asia found this out the hard way. Dane with Unfolding Word says,
they had done a nice translation. They had packaged it. It actually had a cover, you know, and I think it had a cross on the cover. His grandpa took one look at it and said, "Ugh, that's foreign religion. I don't want to have anything to do with that." Because it had looked like something from the West, Grandpa didn't trust it.
Everything changed when the worker explained his role in creating the resource. Catch the rest of the story online at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. Join us here or through our social media network. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.